Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, hello everybody. Are we all still awake? Considering that was a game that had four goals in it, it was just boring. I'm not going to sit here and lie and make stuff up. That was just extremely boring for me anyway. Maybe you've got a different opinion. Hello and welcome along to post-match reaction here as the final winter break money-making friendly finishes Rangers 2, Copenhagen in the next round of the Champions League. I'm going to spin that as a positive too. Yep, we're going to go on and win the Europa League, and Dessers is going to be the top goal scorer on the SPFL. That's the positives I'm taking from tonight. Tonight I'm joined by Kerr, Mark and Ian. Gentlemen, hello, welcome, good evening, hope you're all well. And a big massive hello to everybody in the comments. It's been a little while since I've been on, so I might be slightly rusty at this whole hosting gig. So guys, oh, and like and subscribe and all that good stuff as well. And I'll talk about the sponsors a wee bit later on. Kerr, I don't know how you want to do this. Obviously, like reactions, we normally delve into the game and we take points here and there and you know, we pick positives, we pick negatives. I've seen all the reaction on social media. Look, it was a pre-season friendly against a team who haven't played. I don't think they've played since the last round of Champions League games, if I'm correct on that. So they're well out of sync. We've got a kind of players coming back for injury and second half, a mishmash team, if you like. So I'm not really reading too much into the game, but what can we take from it?
What we can take from it is some of the players who have been injured, getting back on the pitch, getting minutes in their legs so we can get on for the second part of the season. Clement seeing his team for a few weeks without any games getting played because you can see them every day in training and seeing who you can trust and who you can't trust and who you need to bring in. And just taking it for there, we know the window's not finished yet. We know they might bring someone in, they might not bring someone in. But like I said, it's good to see Ryan Jack back, Lawrence back, Cifuentes back. It adds numbers to the squad because we were lacking at times. And I thought Red Van done well, even though there's been a lot of talk about him leaving. Bomber's back as well. And it's just good, apart from Ruth Martin, it's just good getting more people in the park and get the numbers back up because we were all lacking for numbers at one point, weren't we?
I mean, yeah, we were. And I'm not a betting man and I don't want to tempt fate, everybody, right? So if this does happen, it's not my fault. I really do apologise. But the weather forecast for the next few days, for those of you like myself who live in Scotland, who live in Glasgow or close to Glasgow, isn't great. And Dumbarton has a history of frozen pitches, waterlogged pitches, games being called off. So I certainly hope it's not. But that is a very, very big possibility. Mark, because I've not spoken to you for ages, actually, how are you?
Not bad at all, mate. up in Aberdeen at the moment, so the weather's horrendous up here. Absolutely horrendous. There's about 6 inches of snow, and it's meant to be -5 tonight. So if that's coming down the way, then this game will not be on at the weekend. But apart from that, I'm good, mate. I'm good.
The reason I've came to you second is I want to talk about Kieran Dibble. The manager said in his pre-game interview, pre-match interview, that he's twisted his knee. It looks a bad one. He said he's going to be out for weeks, but it almost sounded like he's going to be out for longer. If you like, a bit like me, you like to read maybe into stuff a little bit too much. You obviously work down in Norwich. You've got a lot of friends who are Norwich supporters, and the big talk about I just completely forgot his name. Big talk about Dibble being better than Cantwell on his day. If he could stay fit, he's not staying fit, Mark.
I think this has been a problem. I think that was their actual words to me. And a lot of them said that he was better than Cantwell. But that came with the caveat of if he can keep fit. And I think this is a problem. I think that we can see there's a player in there. I think that if he gets a run of 5, 8, 10 games, I think he's a player. I really do. I like the look of him. But just kind of keep fit. And the problem is that we have a squad full of players that just kind of keep fit. So I think the writing's on the wall. The problem is with Dowell, he's got a long contract. We brought him in a free, so he's probably in decent wage. So I feel sorry for the boy, as I said, because I think there is definitely a player in there, but if you kind of keep him fit, then they're not any good to us. Just to kind of echo what Scott was saying there, good to see a lot of the players back, good to see a bit of fitness. I mean, this time a month ago, you were lucky to put players on the bench, never mind bring eight players on in a game. So that's all good. That's all looking. I mean, at one point we were struggling for a central midfielder. So we look as if we're starting to get somewhere with fitness and players coming back. Let's hope that they can all stay fit and come back and all obviously kick on from here. But as I said, that's the only positives you can take from tonight. Dowell, I don't think is twisted knees don't sound good, do they? Let's face it. When you twist a knee, it's ligament damage. So these things these are not a couple of weeks out. It's not a quick fix. So as I said, in one hand you're getting players back, and the other, as I said, you feel sorry for the boy Dowell, because he looked before the break, it looked as if he was coming onto a game. And he looked as if he could do something for this team, and it's a bit sad. It really is sad, but we need to stop by bringing these players in. Simple as that.
I know. It goes all the way back to Prodan, and before that, didn't it? We've got a shocking history of bringing in injured players. And Ian, Mr. Big Bertie, Dowell won't be missed. We have loads of players in that area that are better. Now, firstly, we do have loads of players in that area. We've got Tom Lawrence. We've got Raskin. We've got Lundstrom. We've got Jack. But they've all got the same problem. They're all injury prone.
It's like a revolving door, isn't it, for injuries on the midfield injury table, right? My turn this week, your turn next week, your turn the week after that. But Dowell, he says we have better players. But like Mark says, on his day, Dowell is a fantastic player. And equally, I'll echo the fact that Norwich people down here, because obviously me living here as well, that's the same thing I got told, that technically he's better than Cantwell. So therefore,
there's me saying Mark's got friends in Norwich and you live in it.
Doesn't mean I've got any friends here, though, does it, I suppose? But the big problem pretty much everywhere where Dowell's been is, could it be fit? I saw other comments earlier on in this before we came on saying that what does Raskin bring? So are we saying that Raskin's better than Dowell? Dowell's better than Raskin?
Ian, right? Sorry, just jumping on that, because I've seen the same comments as well. There's a lot of people having a go at Raskin. For tonight's performance, the guy's literally just back from injury and he hasn't played football in X amount of weeks, if not, I mean, in fact, what is it, a couple of months now he's not played? Are you expecting Iniesta on the pitch? You know, what are people expecting?
That's the range of support for you, though, isn't it? If you're not doing it in a game, it doesn't matter if you've played 38 games a season, 65 games a season, in the case of Joe Aribo a couple of years ago. If you don't do what they want to do right there and then, they write off. You don't get much chance to impress them. And it's difficult at that point then, if they've made their mind up, to bring them back round again. So I don't think that's a comment on the way he's played tonight. I think it's a comment overall of what they think of the player long term. And it's just a way to vent it now he's back. But what did he play? Sort of 10 minutes before we went off on the winter break? And then he's had two halves of football. I don't think he's done particularly bad. He's not the Raskin that came in last year yet. But like you say, he's just come back from injury. So, but Dow has a use as well. Raskin has a use. But like you say, it's this revolving door of injuries thing. We can't keep any of them fit. Lundstrom's on a long run, so I don't want to break that. So touch wood, that stays exactly like that, because he has been pretty decent. But I mean, Dow's got a place, but I just think his injury record's going to be another one. He's going to be another Roof. He's going to be another, well, not Hollander, because Hollander's going off and now possibly signing.
Oh, please don't. Ian, don't even.
Somewhere else. I think it's time. If he can't stay fit for the remainder of the season, which it doesn't look like he's going to do, is it worthwhile keeping him going? And do we look to move him on in the summer?
And can I just say a big, massive thank you to, Channel Legend, actually, and massive Channel supporter, and offer Denzel Merrick with a massive super chat. All the best, lads. Keep up the great content in 2024. Thank you very much, Denzel. And I had a bit of a bone to pick with Denzel, because I started reading the books, and there was about 9 or 10 in the series, and I couldn't put them down. It was doing my nothing. I just kept going book after book. And I know you're a big fan as well, Mark, but I just kept going book after book after book.
I think it's 12 or 13 now.
Aye.
But I tell you another thing, TV series on the way with the books.
Well, I mean, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag just in case it's not been announced yet. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag.
Books are always better than the TV series.
Books are always better. I've read a couple
myself.
And as Denzel is obviously a massive author, and he knows what he's talking about, audiobooks count just as much as reading a book. By the way, it's the same information you're taking, and it's the same intelligence that you end up with, because I've loads of audiobooks, never actually sat and read a book.
I swear by them as well. I got my 7.5 hour drive up the road for Norwich, audiobook, Bosch, but a Denzel on, can't beat it, absolutely.
Brilliant. Is that how poor this game was tonight, Kieran? You're sitting here discussing books. Is that where we've got to on the Rangers rabble?
What somebody said it was like in Holby City.
Radio. You know what? He's probably right. Charlie Weber Socrates is probably right. It probably is a bit. And he wants us to discuss who did and who didn't live up to our expectations. But that depends on the individual supporter tonight, Kieran, what your expectations were. I mean, look, for me tonight was simply giving some players some game time, but getting some injured players back on the pitch and an excuse for the club to make some money.
As I was just talking, I was just thinking this game, if it was planned in another part of the year, it would have been a lot better, because they might have bring a support, because they've got a fantastic support, Copenhagen. And it was been a good game to play maybe pre-season, isn't it? Just because the two clubs are quite close for various reasons. So, and because Loudrop was there as well, it was sad I went on the Ibrox pitch and the stadium would have been 21,000 there. Because Brian Loudrop, one of the best players I've ever played for the club, in my opinion. So, no, it was poor, but listen, I thought the game was a friendly game, Mark. There are any games where I don't read too much into it, because it is a friendly. The manager just looking to try and everything, get players' fitness up, levels up, and take it from there. We've all got expectations of different players. We all like different players. That's what football's about, opinions. When it comes to the end of the season, we'll no doubt sit here and say who he wants to stay, who he wants to go. But
can I just say sorry from the manager's post-match from Heart and Hand on Twitter. Manager on transfers. There are things close, but there are details still. Until a player is here, he is not here. Which I suppose is factually correct, but at least sorry to interrupt, Keir, it was just the fact that the manager's effectively saying there that there's one or two transfers just about over the line.
Yeah, I mean, I seen that a couple of people saying that earlier on, and we're just hoping, is it going to be permanent deals? Is it going to be loan deals? I don't know, but unless we need some players in, especially up top, because we are struggling in the forward area, in the park especially. Centre forward, I know Dessau scored tonight and he missed another chance, but we need summed up here just in case anything happens to him or somebody better, because we can't rely on Kemar Roofe anymore. So it'd be good to see. Plus, a few signings, it gives the place a refresh, doesn't it? Gives any other players in the club now a wee kick up the backside to see your place isn't there unless you perform. So it's good to see bringing players in. But until it's happened, Martin, until Rangers either make it official, we can all sit here and speculate. Listen, the majority of people want a striker, so we just hope it is a striker. We just don't know what one.
One of the most random super chats I think we've ever had. I don't really know if you want to take this further, because I do actually want to talk about the game and about the incidents within the game, because I can actually feel people at home watching just getting frustrated, saying, going to talk about this, and we haven't yet. But it's a super chat, and we always bring up our super chats. Test video. Tried to watch Reacher. A bit boring, but I suppose it's a change from all the woke stuff streaming on Disney. Ian, what's your thoughts on that?
I've never watched it, so can't come on. I've seen the film, things I've seen of the film with Tom Cruise, and that was the only two I've seen.
I've watched them all. I think it was pretty good. I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, I agree with you,
Matt. Another one, the TV series is closer to the books.
Aye, apparently in the book he's a massive, massive guy, and then Tom Cruise plays him in a film. Yeah, absolutely crazy. So thanks very much. If anybody else wants to put in a super chat about anything just absolutely random, then feel free and we'll read it out. I don't know if anybody can top the Reacher comment there for test. But by all means give it a go. So back onto the game. And one of the most unlikely first goal scorers, possibly, in Rabi Matondo. But, and like I say, not getting ahead of myself, I'm not getting too negative. I'm just saying it as I see it. And it's initially a good tackle, if my memory serves me, from Yilmaz. Sends Matondo on his way, and he could have quite easily have slipped Sylvain, but he shoots and he scores. And it's good to see that kind of level of, albeit a friendly, but it's good to see that confidence from Matondo.
Yeah, listen, we all know he's got that in his locker. We just don't see it often enough. Another one, injured all the time. Hopefully this is him back, stronger, fitter, ready to go. I think he's got a big part to play over the next 4, 5, 6 games for him possibly trying to stake a claim in this team. Big shoes to fill with Seema not being here, been away to African Cup of Nations. So he done well. That'll do him the world of good. Being injured, and he took it well. He took it really well. I think he done well. But for me, right up to that point, he done really well, and then after that, he disappeared for the game. As far as I'm concerned, done a lot of running. Don't get me wrong. And I like the fact that he tracked back. When he first came here, he never tracked back a stitch, not a jot. And he did come back and help Yilmaz out a lot. And also, notable mention, I thought Yilmaz was great. I thought he was absolutely fantastic tonight. And for me, we have a left back that can play like that. Why are we selling that left back and trying to bring another left back?
Mark, did Andy Little at the beginning of the RTV coverage not kind of let the cat out of the bag a wee bit when he said that there's other teams interested in our Yilmaz?
I never caught it.
I'm sure I'm 100% sure, and Kerr, you're nodding, so I think maybe you heard that. I'm pretty sure Andy Little at the very start of the game was talking about Yilmaz and talking about other clubs' interest, so it'd be good to see other players in that position, Kerr, as if he was actually almost already out the door.
I think it's common knowledge, Martin, to be honest with you. And I think, listen, there's a lot of fans like Yilmaz. I think the manager likes it as well to a point, but he's at a point where we've got a very high wage bill, which we shouldn't have. And he's going to have to use a squad like Jigsaw's, and he can only get some players that teams are interested in. He just can't get the players that he doesn't want if nobody wants to take him off our hands. So Yilmaz obviously is interested in a few clubs and coming with offers. So if he's leaving, I might obviously open up a space to put money out for a player or wages here he can put out for a player. So it's just a case of moving pieces about this jigsaw and trying to bring in other pieces to fit in. It's none against Yilmaz, it's just the way football is. Sometimes you have to sell your assets to move players on. Listen, if we can all get the money for other players in the squad, we would do that. But there's only certain players in our squad that are probably sellable assets. The rest of them might have to hang on to for a bit longer than you want to.
Kerr does have massive connections, by the way. You've no idea how high it goes. But yeah, but there you go. Ian, just back to Matondo quickly. Stephen Gillespie, I can't find a comment that he put in, but he put Matondo stepping up while Seema's gone. I think really for the next however long this African Cup of Nations goes on for and however long Seema's away, Matondo kind of has to step up, doesn't he?
You'd like to think he would, but we kind of alluded to it before we come on that Silva may well be put in. If we do sign another striker in this window, he might end up playing on the left-hand side, which puts Matondo back on the bench again. His finish was good, but we're just glossing over the ridiculousness that preceded that. It's like he made up for that with that finish when he was through. And I don't know whether he was trying to lob the keeper, pass it to somebody else or whatever. So he's kind of got that sort of weirdness in him as well. A bit like other players who play out front like Dessa. You don't know what he's going to do, which is in a good way. But things like that can happen and you think he should score and he doesn't. And then the next minute he's clean through. You're not sure if he's going to score and does. So he's another one that blows hot and cold. And we can't afford for a player to blow hot and cold. I like Matondo, I do. He's very direct, and his speed, with the speed he's got, he should be terrorising defences up here. But when you're playing against European teams and you've got the space to run into, it's a lot easier to look good. It's harder in the SPFL to do that because teams don't come out and we don't get the space in behind, which makes it harder for people like Matondo to actually show what he can do. And that's where he struggles. We need to find a way, if he's going to be on that left-hand side, to make it work for him in the coming weeks while Seema's away in the Ivory Coast. Hopefully it can work for him because I do like him. There's just something about Matondo that I like, and I hope he can be successful.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Can I just say as well for everybody watching, thank you very much. If you're watching on YouTube, please do, if you're enjoying the content, leave a like. Liking the video helps massively with the algorithm, helps share it with other Rangers supporters and even supporters of other clubs who tend to like to sometimes tune in and watch. And of course, if you haven't already on YouTube, please do subscribe and leave. If you want to come back and leave a comment after the video, the comments also help the algorithm, apparently. I just see that for other YouTube videos that I watch that apparently likes and comments and all that good stuff help the algorithm, which is a really difficult word for me to say. And of course, if you're watching on Facebook, give us a follow and share it to all your Facebook mates. And then, of course, if you're on Twitter, give us a follow and a retweet. And get your comments in on all platforms, and I will try and bring up as many comments as I can. Can I just say a big, massive thank you to our sponsors, NordVPN. There's a link in the description now, which will get you a great deal. I think it's actually better now than 63% off a two-year subscription. But click the link below and check it out. And if you fancy it and you use the link, you're helping to support the channel. And just finally, another thank you to our new sponsors, Football Prizes. I'm not sure if the competition's finished yet, but they had a competition running for you to be able to win a signed match-worn James Tavernier home top. And of course, if you entered that competition, there was about 13 or 14 instant win prizes as well. And if you're just a football lover in general, Football Prizes is fantastic. There's loads and loads of good stuff there that you can check out. The link for that is also in the description. I could get a job on one of the kind of adverts where a guy talks really fast, terms and conditions. I could probably, I think I might be able to maybe we'll get that job. Mark, I asked Careless as well, but I'll ask you. Obviously, look, the first half, I'll come to Trainspot and Trev in a wee second because I want to try and get a question about football at some point. I'll come to you in 2 minutes, Trainspot and Trev. In terms of the first half, which was more or less a kind of first team-ish team, if you like, more players would be in the first team than what would have been in the second. Did we see anything new that the manager's been working on during this winter break? I did notice that there seemed to be a lot kind of more efforts anyway to do kind of quick triangle passes, first touch, layoffs, stuff like that. That's my good football manager knowledge. Did you see anything different?
To be fair, the what I noticed most of all was our shape. I thought our shape was really good. I thought that our defence and our shape off the ball was really, really good when we lost the ball. We tucked in, we looked compact, we looked as if we were quite hard to break down. So I noticed that. So obviously they've been working on that because that's what kind of I noticed most of all. I think that the way Silver plays as well, I noticed that rotation with the front three was quite good, that one would drop and one would go. So I think Cantwell got up the park a lot more when Silver dropped deep. So Silver dropped deep and he went, and vice versa as well. So I kind of noticed that. So obviously they've been working in that sort of a rotation with Silver. I think Silver's that type of player. I think all of us have kind of obviously not seen a lot of him, but I think all of us are starting to realise that he's not exactly a big, strong target man. I don't think that he was ever going to be that. If anybody thought that was going to be the case when he came in, then they might have had a wee bit of a shock. But sometimes he almost plays like a false nine as well. So I don't see Dessers playing like that, but obviously that brings a sort of a variation as well to our playing, our attack. So I think probably he's brought Silver in with that in mind. So, as I said, that rotation, like you said, triangles and passing and stuff like that, they've obviously worked on that. They've worked on their movement. But the biggest thing that I noticed was just off the ball. Off the ball, we looked really good. We really compact. We pressed well as well. We were a little bit better in the press. So that was, for me, as I said, compact as well. The defence looked really good as well, I thought. As I said, they're a last 16 of Champions League. So, I mean, they're no any mugs. And to be fair, I don't really felt like they troubled us at all in the first half, really. But yeah, I mean, that for me, the big thing that I took away from it was we're off the ball, working our shape was really good.
I mean, they beat Man U. I mean, that's not a test of just how good a football team you're on. Oh, no, wait, sorry, it's no 1999. Right, I said that I would read out any super chat, right? I'm going to clarify that. I'm not going to read out any super chat, by the way. It has to be readable out on YouTube or the show. If the show's going to get cancelled because of a super chat, I'm not going to read it out. This one probably just makes it. So if there's any children watching, mute the now. If there's any woke people watching, mute the now. Trainspot and Trev, I've not watched Reach Around yet, but I have watched the Mexican Reach Around. I don't know what that is, but I'm guessing it's probably not great. So yeah. Ian, do you go along with that? What Mark said as I try to think up a new question.
Thank God you clarified that, because I was wondering whether you asked me to ask for the Mexican Reach Around. I agree with what Mark said. The first half, but that, I think that's the strongest team you can put out at the minute, with obviously players returning from injury. There are other players that could be added in. So it did. I think that's the team moving forward for the short term, until the other guys get up to speed. The shape looked good. The defense was a lot more solid, but I mean, you're asking B team players in the second half to do the job of Goldson and Balogun, who are regulars and that sort of stuff in the first team. I think Silver did look good. The touches in his feet. I think every now and again he needs to get his head up and have a look at what's going on. There was a couple of occasions where he could have played the ball earlier, had a shot, taken it if he'd just looked up a bit sooner. He's good with both feet. By the looks of it, he looks to jink around. I think we've already mentioned that him and Cantwell seem to link up quite well already. So there's a little sign. Lundstrom seemed to be controlling the middle of the park. I did make a comment second half, though, with a little stupid rake down the back of somebody's shin, because if the VAR is in effect in a game, he's walking for that. But yeah, the second half kind of even though there were goals in it, it just was not entertaining at all. So the first half, definitely better than the first half. He could see a shape. Things have been worked on while they've been in Spain. I know people look at it for the two games that they've seen and say that they're not seeing anything different. But there are things, you can see things that are beginning to take effect. It's the first chance he's had to probably get a long period of time to drill stuff into people. So let's move on and see what's coming up in the next few weeks. You're on mute, mate.
I nearly went to full podcast for doing that. It was quite feisty, Kerr, for a friendly, to be fair. You know, like Ian says, you know, John Lundstrom with a nippy challenge, a few nippy challenges for their players. But, Kerr, it is a friendly, and you're on mute, just letting you know. Should we have had a penalty?
I think I probably missed that Martin, because I'm not laughing. Let the dogs out the back and doing stuff because stuff needs done, and the game was kind of tedious at some points. But so, but I was going back to Lundstrom tackle. Was it not doing his Achilles? Mm-hmm.
It's a bad one.
But I think he got one back, didn't he? For about that play, really. So, and he jumped out of the way. He managed to miss most of it. But these things happen in friendlies. People don't like challenges, but other people don't mind a challenge. And that's not been one of Lundstrom's biggest critics, obviously, over the past season and a half. And he deserves some of it, probably not. But since Clement's come in, I will probably say he probably does deserve a new contract if he continues with his form he's doing at the moment. So, as for the other ones, probably not. But John Lundstrom probably does deserve his contract. I think Clement likes him. I think he likes him in the way he's...
Is that you completely changed your mind, Kerr?
Well, it's Martin, because I didn't see the penalty, so there's no point in me saying it was a penalty or not.
You just done a full 180 on John Lundstrom?
360, aye.
Well, 180, because 360 would put you back to your normal position.
I know, that's what I've just said, but if he continues his form, then he deserves it. If he doesn't, then I'll tell you at the end of the season. I like to be a hit and miss at times, you know what, Martin? I don't always agree with myself, I mean, anybody else.
It's just unusual for you to be ranked here. That's
I'm always wrong. That's my life. I'm always wrong.
Oh no, Anne Marie tells me that you're always wrong. But you know, anyway, Mark, should we have had a penalty?
I knew you were going to ask me that because I never seen it either.
Oh, for God's sake. Ian, should we have had a penalty?
I did see it. It looked like a pen to me. He don't make any contact.
It was knee to the chest,
and his knee makes contact with Silva's chest. Therefore, it's a penalty. But that ref's not going to do it. It's a Scottish ref, refereeing Rangers at Ibrooks. He's not going to come in for the criticism for giving a penalty in a friendly because they're not allowed to do it anymore. So it was, but again, I don't even think that referee was old enough to be out that late at night reffing personally. But. He missed it. He told him to get up. So if he thinks it's a dive in the normal circumstances, he probably would have booked him.
I mean, JD's got a point. Looney's making care into a Bill Eva.
I will say, if he can get in somebody better than he does next day, I feel like he said more minutes in his bag, he wouldn't stay. But at this moment in time, I'm more a manager. So I think Clement will say the ball should give him a new deal. It's up to John Lundstrom to keep his performances up. He goes back to Lundstrom. We've seen 6 months ago, then no, but he's done well, Martin. So you have to give him credit for that.
Right. Now, Mark, this is the part of the show where we're getting into some touchy territory, right? Because we have had, for as long as I can remember, issues defending corners, free kicks, balls into the box, right?
Yes.
However, when Copenhagen equalise, we have made substitutions. We have got a different goalkeeper in goal. So we can't be jumping about shouting and screaming about how we can't defend corners when it's not really the first team players that's there, is it? It's poor for McCrory, it's poor for Suter, it's just poor all round for the players on the park.
Completely different back four as well. Completely different. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and to be fair, see if McCrory ever thought that he was getting the gloves off a Super Jack Butland.
I mean, I know that McCrory's just decided to interfere with Mark's internet there. That's fair so play for Robbie for doing that. But if you want to try that again, Mark.
Sorry, did my Wi-Fi go?
It did.
Oh, no. So, for me, as I said, McCrory, he's never getting the gloves off of Jack Butlin. I mean, he never was anyway, but that shows you two goals, his fault for both of them, as far as I'm concerned. End of story. People shouting about second best goalkeeper in the league and stuff like that. That was terrible. Absolutely terrible. So for me, his fault. All right, don't get me wrong, a big boy at Feko, which I thought looked good. Every time I see that big boy, I think he looks decent. He looks really, really composed. I like that from a centre-half. But anyway, OG for him, I suppose. But for me, the goalkeeper's got to do better for both of them.
Aye, he does, Ian. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit here and say that we can't be too critical of the likes of Raskin and that just coming back for injury and they haven't had a lot of minutes, and then be super critical of Robbie McCrory, who's effectively barely played any football his whole career. However, I think it's fair to say that, you know, at the start of the show, I said it was a kind of pointless friendly. It was a wee bit money-making. It was a wee bit of working the legs and a bit of fitness and stuff like that. However, the negative side of sometimes friendlies is if you're Robbie McCrory, you don't get a lot of game time. You maybe are in line for the Dumbarton game, maybe, maybe not. But when you come in and you put in a second half performance like that, A, it's not doing his confidence any good, but B, it's also saying to the manager, well, actually, maybe we should just stick with Jack for all the games.
He's not done him any favours tonight. He didn't do him any favours against the German team either, Hertha Berlin, because another corner and another set piece that McCrory was in goal for. Call me old-fashioned if you like, but you put a man on a post, maybe, every now and again, you prevent
Stephen Davis.
Stephen Davis. Maybe he's the only one in the team that's allowed to do it. Maybe he's contractually obliged to be on the post.
Even if he's not playing.
Even when he's not playing, just put him there. But, I mean, the second one, maybe because it comes off Yefeko and goes in, that takes him a bit by surprise. But he looked nervous after that from corners because they had another one from the other side, which swung in, which was pretty much going over. You pretty much can work it out. And he's making an effort to save it because he's worried it's going to drop in underneath the bar. So it kind of worried him a little bit. But
and there was another point as well where there was a long ball played, and I think Leon King goes up and heads it away, but McCrory's nearly at the edge of the box to come and try and claim it. He should just be staying on his line there, you know. But like you say, Ian, that's once the confidence goes, and it's only a friendly. At the end of the day, it's just a friendly. But once that confidence starts to go, you're not playing that many minutes anyway. It's just not a great look, and it's unfortunate.
I mean, I play in goal, still play in goal now, and if the first couple of shots to get me go in, that's my night done. I'm like, you know, I'm better off just subbing myself.
All they need to do is kind of hit it like just a wee tiny bit above your head. And
yeah, I only played fives, mate, so it's a smaller goal.
It was far well, fair enough.
If I save the first couple, my confidence is up, and I'm not playing that Super Jack Butland, obviously. I'm having a better game. So yeah, the confidence for a goalkeeper is massive. I mean, towards the end of last season, he comes in, he lets one goal in six games, some decent games, and everyone's saying, "Do we need another goalkeeper? We got McCrory."
I was one of those people, Ian.
And I think I might have been as well. I'm not going to say I wasn't, because you can always track back. There's always a comment, and now that we've got someone like Jack Butland in, the microscope comes on you even more. And if you make a mistake, well, that's it. You're never going to oust. I mean, you're not. It's going to be a tough job to oust Butland anyway. But he's just made it even harder for himself. But he'll still be the second choice goalkeeper, and I think he can still do a job for us. I mean, like you said, the defence was different. If he's got Goldson and Balogun there, do those goals actually happen?
I mean, Stuart Henderson's making the point. It's our last 16 Champions League team. We could have beat four, even five, if we had a good striker. And at the same time, no, Stuart, it's a Champions League team who haven't played football in over a month. So, and you don't go into friendlies with the same mindset as you go into a competitive game. That's why I don't like we're playing a Champions League team. We are, but we're no at the same time. But care. Sorry, Odessos comes on the park. So, at the same time as Ryan Jack, I may add. Ryan Jack with a lovely wee assist for what can only be described as an absolute world-class goal. One of the best goals you will see this season from our very own Siri Odessos.
Your own man of the match, Martin.
Man of the match and everything.
Hold on. I don't want to say nothing. Get man of the match. That's how good the game was here. But it took his finish well. And like I said in the chat, Desert is a hit and miss. He doesn't know what he's doing. We don't know what he's doing. Nobody knows what he's doing, but he can score goals, but he can also be easily miss them as well, as we've all seen. But it was a good finish, it was good pressure to Leon King and Ryan Jack. So that was good to see. But on the boy, the goals we conceded, we all know McCrory's not good enough. He's not good enough as a number two, I mean the number one. And he shouldn't be Ibrox, but he is, because he's comfortably getting of age and he was linked with all different teams. But I think that was more paper talk, agent talk than his. Actually was true. And as for big Johnny Efeko, boy's not good enough, sorry. It's like Bambi and Ice, he's not good enough. I mean, might be good in the championship or something, but he's not good enough for Rangers. But back to big Cyril Dessers, I think he'll end up scoring a few goals the second part of this season, as Mark said, he'll get 18. He might do, Mark, because he doesn't hide. That's what I like about him. We all know he's a hit and miss. We all know we need better. We all know we want an arse striker, but he's not hiding anymore. He's still in there to take his chances. He's still trying. His head doesn't go down. That's me done, Mark.
Sorry. Can I just say before you come in, Mark? It was my missus' 40th birthday last week, and I threw her a surprise party, which went amazing, by the way. She never expected a thing. But it went great. Now, do you know what I got her for her birthday? A soda stream. It has changed my life. See if anybody out there is thinking, and I'm not sponsored by SodaStream, but if SodaStream want to sponsor the podcast, please feel free. But it has absolutely changed my life. I will never go to the shops and buy juice again. I made that ginger ale myself. Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Sorry, Mark.
Right. 2 points on that. 40th birthday, you're a tight cunt by the SodaStream. Second point, you're an even tighter cunt for not going to the shops and buying juice anymore.
Mark, it's changed my life. It's so good.
Third point, none of the boys get a fucking invite to this party.
I know, Mark.
You're just employees.
Unbelievable, man. Anyway, so Dessers, for me, all right, he's maybe not the greatest striker in the world.
Four pumps.
That's not what your missus says.
I don't even know what that means. But anyway, sorry, Mark. Carry
anyway,
on.
So as I said, big Dessers might not be the greatest in the world. But listen, boy gets in there and gets chances. So see if he keeps getting chances. He will score the odd one. It might take him 3 or 4 chances to score one, but as I said, if he's getting 2 or 3, put it this way, how many chances did Silver get tonight? Nobody's haranguing him, nobody's giving him stick.
We're going to come on to him.
Big Dessers had, 25 minutes? Get two good chances and put one away.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Enough said.
Should he have done better with the second chance, but Mark? Because do you know what? He does phenomenal to create the space for himself, and we've seen him do it before. But like, I don't know if Kerr said it during the show, or he said it just before we started. He's got time to think. And then when he's got time to think, by the way, there's been a lot of top strikers, and Dessers is not a top striker. Please, nobody cut that and make it sound as if that's what I'm saying. But there's been a lot of top strikers who, when they had time to think, they couldn't do anything, but they banged in the goals when they didn't need to think.
I think you're right. As I said, listen, I'm not saying he's a great striker, but all I'm saying is, and I'm stating facts, the boy gets chances. So, as I said, I think the boy will score. I said it off air. I said he might even get 18 this year. If he keeps getting chances, I don't think he's good enough either. I never said that he was good enough. I'm just saying that the boy gets chances. And like law of averages, and the law of averages are that if you get 4 or 5 chances in a game, pretty good chance you're going to score one of them. Whereas some players get one chance, bosh, put it away. Chris Boyd was like, Chris Boyd sometimes had two or three chances, but he always scored. He scored every game. So, as I said, I'm not bigging him up. I'm just stating facts that that's what happens. The boy gets chances, gets himself into a position where he's getting chances. Other strikers we've had in the past don't even get themselves into these chances. So, as I said, laws of averages is he gets himself into chances, he will score an odd goal here and there. And that's what he's done. That's what he's done so far this season. Scored the odd goal.
But we still need to bring in a proper striker who can put the ball in.
110%. In fact, 150%.
Aye. Ian, okay, Fabio Silva, second game, hasn't scored yet, so clearly a flop. What do you make a Fabio's performances so far? And I'll say it before you jump in, you can just tell by his touches and the way that he creates space for himself and his movement that he's a top player, but occasionally showing glimpses that you're a top player doesn't always lead to fantastic performances. Now, it's been two friendlies. I'm not judging anything on these friendlies. But what have you made of him so far?
Before I get there, I just want to say that I have a soda stream in my house. I generally use it for making cocktails, though. So, you know,
What do you rate it out of 10?
It's a good 8. A good 8.
Brilliant. It's a 9 for me. It's a 9
for 5
me.
Pumps, though, mate. 5 pumps.
5? Jesus.
Yeah. So, Silva, yeah, you can see the quality in the boy. You can see it. I mean, at the end of the day, you don't get a player that gets £35 million spent on him to go to the EPL if you're not got something about you. And he's played for some top clubs in Europe already. He's not an out-and-out striker. He's not a boy you're going to fire long balls up to and bring it down, hold it in, and bring people into play. He's not that type of player. There is a little bit... I mean, I look at it as like, does he have the strength to deal with the hammer throwers that we've got in our league? Will that be the issue with him moving forward in our league? European football, he'd probably be quite a decent signing for us, but it's our league and the dross that you've got to come up against and play, not being able to get that space. I mean, hopefully he's got the wherewithal to make the space for himself and get that... get the goals for us that we need, but he looks a quality player. He's got good touches. He can link up well. He's probably can see stuff that other people can't see because he's that sort of level above. But again, it's been two performances, 45 minutes, one little cameo against Kilmarnock, and so there's not much to go on as yet. We'll see as we go forward, but I mean... The potential is definitely there for him to be a quality signing for us going into the second half of the season.
Can I just say, SH, fizzy water isn't cheaper. It's tap water that you use for your soda stream. So once you've bought it, it's so much cheaper and it's so much nicer and it's so much better. Stop trying to put me after my soda stream. Yeah. Stop trying to put me after my soda stream, folks. You get 9 litres of the juice. It makes 9 litres for a fiver. Give me it. Don't give me it. Kerr, I don't know. I've just been off on a pure tangent tonight. I do apologise, folks. I've only had one soda stream a day. I think that's what's wrong with me. Can Campbell and Silva, Kerr, play in the same team? Can they accommodate each other? Or is that going to be maybe a kind of mix of styles? A clash of styles, sorry.
Good players always link up well. The only thing is, two of them maybe no track back when they lose the ball. If they give the ball away, much could take risks going forward. So, I think it just depends what the manager wants to do. And it's not like Todd Campbell, he's got his critics, but I like him. Yeah, he should do a lot better than he's doing, but I think he's something different we've not got. Silva, I think, will probably play more on the left side. That's where he played when he came into Wales and the reserve at Benfica. So he'll be on the left side cutting in because obviously Seaman's away just now, so it's a position for him to get out there. He could play number 10, but I think the manager will put him in the left. But if Campbell doesn't perform, he may play him at 10. So you just never know. But I think good players link up. Well, Martin, it's just know yourself when you're sitting against banks of five and defences and four midfielders and you're out to goal, it can be not a lot of room to link up with that. So we just have to take it game by game, as Clement says. But I think the two of them will, because they see the game maybe two or three steps ahead of others. Like tonight, I thought they linked up well in spells. Can't know, maybe should have done better with the chance that Silva laid on for them. But listen, I'm not going to read too much in this game. I think Martin, there was players who didn't do enough. There was players who looked poor. There was players who looked decent. But it's a friendly at the end of the day. If we get the same result against them, Martin, or the next two away games, which are very important, then we can start to criticise. Tonight was all about minutes and the legs for guys who are coming back to injury, and the manager trying one or two things. Who his idea on his team, he wants to get moving forward, and hopefully you mentioned there, he said, two players coming in, so hopefully they come in sooner rather than later.
Right, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a bit of Clement's post-match now. It's the full post-match. It's like 10 minutes or something. I'm not going to play it all. I'll play a couple of minutes because normally the first kind of two or three questions are the only questions that you really need answered anyway, and then it's kind of the same questions just asked differently. So I'll play that. I'll play it for a couple of minutes, and then we'll come back and quickly discuss that, and then we shall say our goodnight. So here is...
What did you get from this evening's exercise overall?
A lot. This was the end of a very intense training camp, training week, where we put a big load on the team to make them physically better. And they showed the right things. I think everybody that saw the game saw a good tempo on the ball, two really good goals and several really good actions and chances. So I'm happy about the way we finished, did the finishing with the two goals, because we're working hard on that. That's for sure a point we can improve from the last couple of months. On the other side, also, a few players come out of long-term injury. We could train them, not fully like the rest of the squad, but they are coming, getting better. They could take some minutes also today. So they're also on the right track. And we had several young players out of academy with us this week to make them better, to let them learn the story, how we want to play. I wanted to give them this experience also, because this is the highest level they ever played. And they showed good things. Okay. With the set pieces, the two goals we take, you see also that they don't know everything yet, but that's impossible in 1 week. That's why they need to get these experiences also, to make faults and to learn out of that. Otherwise, it was the perfect evening, I think.
How would you assess the shape of your squad ahead of returning to competitive games? You're getting some players back from injury. You have Fabio Silva in. Had you hoped to have more bodies through the door for the return of these games?
Yes, everybody's aligned about that, that we need a few more in certain positions. And everybody in the club who is involved in that is working day and night about that. I know we're a lot in contact. It's been really busy with those things, but until a signature is set by three parties, player, we and the other team, until that is not done, it's not done. So I'm waiting and I'm focused on the players who are here. Beside all the talks that we have with other players and looking at other players. So that's my job to do in January. That's why for every manager, when it's the 1st of February, we are always very happy that this hectic period can stop.
Right, okay. We'll just take the couple of points. Mark, you said obviously the young players coming in, you can't teach them everything they need to know in a week, which is probably fair enough. But he said it was like the perfect game.
I don't know where he got.
I think he's taking everything into context. Everything into context of the night, not just obviously individual moments.
I think that is what it is. As I said, that probably we said that in the last one. It was really a kind of almost like a televised and publicised training match. I mean, that's what it was. It was for to get guys minutes in the legs, to let them have a look at some players in a game environment. So especially the young boys as well. Give people like McCrory a wee nod that he sat on the bench for long enough. So I mean, it is what it is. As I said, you said it earlier as well. Let's not look too deep into it. You need to take it for what it is. Face value is, it was a training match, friendly. After what he said, obviously, it was an intense couple of weeks of training. The boys have been doing double sessions, I'm led to believe, as well. So, listen, let's not get too wrapped up in it. I would like to say that come when the football starts again, we'll hit the ground running and we'll look a lot better than we did. I thought we were good in spells. I thought get scrappy, and then obviously the changes as well. It's hard to kind of even obviously. I mean, Kerr went and took the dogs out and took the bins out and that, and I don't even know what I was doing that I missed a penalty. So that tells you what kind of game it was. Wasn't a big crowd there. So let's as I said, let's wrap up, move on. I think what we're all looking for and what we're all desperate for is bodies in the door.
I'm going to come in 1 second, right? But I've got another super chat, and but just very, very quickly, people in the comments, can you get Lilt and SodaStream? Because if you can, that's a game changer. Now this is a family show, folks, so I apologise for this. Right, I'm going to bring it up quickly, read it out, and then put it down because Trainspotting Trev knows exactly what he's doing. Thank you for the support, greatly appreciated. From the Blue Nose that gave you the Mexican Reach Around comes the Oscar-winning sequel, The Dutch Rudder. I don't know what that means. But thank you for the support, Trainspotting Trev. And yes, I do see what you're doing. And I'll jump to you, Ian, when Mark was going to go on to there about incomings. He mentioned that in his second point. The club are working round the clock, trying to bring players in for certain positions. So I'm no one for starting rumours, right? But I know for a fact that you know exactly what positions Rangers are looking at and the players that they're looking at. So would you like to tell everybody?
Yeah, I get slightly nervous that you come to me every time the Trainspotting Trev makes a comment and I'm wondering what you're asking me. but man on the inside? No, not me. I would hope he's looking at left back if we're looking at pumping Ridvan out the door for money. That's 5 or 6 pumps maybe. And that striker is obviously needed because all we've really got now is Dessers because Silva's not an out-and-out striker, as we know, and Roof is just going to be paying rent on the physio's table from now on to the end of the season. So that's the two areas I would be looking at, and possibly a right winger as well, because I don't think it's fair just to rely on McCausland for the remainder of the season. And I don't think there's really anybody else that's going to play out there that's going to do better than him. So we not need to bring someone in, just even if it's just to do a sort of rotation on that right wing side. So that's where I'd be looking. Whether we get all that in this window is highly unlikely. I don't see us signing people on contracts. I mean, I think you'll find that a lot of this might be loan deals because we have got to take into the fact the FFP. And as I said before we came on as well, that if you look at it, even in the EPL, there's only one team that's actually spent money in January so far in the English Premier League, and that's Tottenham. And so even their teams down there are having to look into it, particularly with what's going on with other teams and being investigated for this, that and the other. So it's a tricky market anyway, January, trying to bring players in. Will the Euros have an effect on that? We'll find out as we go on, but I don't think it's not going to happen quickly. Not a lot of teams are going to be signing players. I think you'll think even going into the last week, it might be that last week before you start even seeing people coming in. But for me, left back, if we're looking at getting rid of Ridvan, I hope not, because I want him to stay. I quite like him to stay in there. And then striker definitely needed, and possibly a right winger, but that's where I'd be looking.
I mean, Kerr, let's just look, elephant in the room, shall we? And I'm not talking about a soda stream. I'm talking about a striker. So many rumours. Talking about Lawrence Shankland. Apparently Hearts are coming out and offering him a new deal. Rangers want him, apparently. Which they might not. I don't know. You don't know. We don't know, right? But if we don't make any more signings, it sounds like we're going to, right? But just for the sake of argument here, if we don't make any more signings and the transfer window closes, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm using Mark's terms now, as far as I'm concerned, with that squad that we have right now available, we don't win the league, right? But the sad thing, because I do think we're going to make transfers, but one or two quality players and we can win that league, right? And one or two, maybe three of the quality players has got to be a number 9, right? We all this talk about Lawrence Shankland care. Does Shankland coming in help us win the league?
I think any striker coming in would help us win the league if they score goals. Shankland or whoever. I don't think Rangers will get Shankland for one reason. I don't think we can afford them. I don't think we can afford the fee Hearts want, and Hearts have got every right to ask for $5 million, because if it was a Rangers player, I'd be wanting the same. If it was somebody coming in for our player, so Hearts have got every right. Wages wise, doesn't matter what Hearts offer them, we can beat Hearts wages wise. It's money for the transfer fee. Plus, I don't even know if a manager wants Shankland. I think you've got his maybe eyes on somebody else. I think Coppin will have his eyes on our players. I do think the two signings will be loans due to the fact they've got a really big wage bill, and I still feel players will go out, because whatever comes in will have to go out. You'll have to settle it some way. You'll have to juggle the books to make sure we're no over. But you can talk about
don't talk about juggling the books. Don't talk about
it. You know what I mean? But you can't, we can't keep bringing players in, Martin.
You're going to put this back on Paddy Power,
Kerr,
with your talking
to
the books. Come on.
That's fine. Paddy Power owes me a few bob, but a lot of times I was on it for that meme. But I think we kind of keep bringing players in with releases. For, and it's going to, like I said earlier, it's going to be thought we have to release it. Maybe we don't want to let go, because we've got assets on the side, not many, but there is players on the side that maybe attract interest for us. And Red Band seems to be one of them. Turkey's teams are not Galatasaray. Can we not back an offer? So I think whatever we get for Red Band, we're not going to lose money on them. I think we'll get back what we paid, maybe a wee bit more, depending on add-ons and whatever else. But maybe others too, maybe Ben Davis will end up going, because he's on a bit of a race. He might go because he's not in the frame. Maybe one or two others, but we need to release some players. Or we need to get rid of some players where we bring others in. But we need fresh bodies, we need new bodies. Well, I've been loan deals. You hope all your loan players come in and give you the same impact as Seymour, don't you? But sometimes that isn't the case. I know you mentioned that Silva would cost $35 million, and it's true, and the boy's a talented player, but Ahmed Danilo cost that money for Man United, and he came in and didn't do great, did he? And he went back to Sunderland and done
to be fair, well. It's Man United, nobody does great.
No, but he went back to Sunderland, Martin, done really well down there on loan. It just shows you sometimes your loan
shows you the issues, man. You,
this is a Rangers podcast, Martin. And so I think the manager's going to have to be clever. He's going to have to be savvy. And January's not a time to get a lot of players in, because sometimes it takes up to about the last minute, because teams are hanging on to players in case they don't get who they want. And once they get who they want, then they'll release the players they don't want. So it could be up to the very last minute to transfer window before we bring anybody else in.
Aye, no, listen, I completely agree. That will do us, folks. That's an hour for a reaction on a match that didn't deserve an hour, albeit there was a lot of individual chatting between that. And I apologise for my soda stream rants. And David P in the comments, I can't bring up 99.9% of your comments. But I do see
you. Martin, I had a soda stream in 1980s and you're going about the soda stream.
I didn't know it was a thing until she asked for it for her birthday. And it's absolutely blew my mind.
I know you live in Hamilton, but you must have soda streams there.
They're still wearing shell suits there.
hey, don't knock the shell. I can't even say it. Don't knock the shell suit. But yeah. But there we go. Listen, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in on YouTube. Like and subscribe if you haven't already. Like I say, we're on the march for 10,000 subscribers for the end of the season. And I think we're only 500 away. So, or 400 away. I can't remember. But please do get subscribing and liking. And if you want to help support the channel, you can become a member as well. And you can also help support the channel by supporting my sponsors, NordVPN and Football Prizes. Links for both are in the description. My thanks to Kerr, Ian and Mark for staying on. It's after 11 o'clock on a school night. So there you go. So yeah, Rangers 2, Copenhagen 2. It was a friendly. It was what it was. Hopefully the action gets back the weekend, weather permitting. And we'll get to see a competitive Rangers, which for what feels like it's been years. I hate these winter breaks. Absolute nonsense. But listen, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll be back on Friday night at 7:30. So we'll speak to you then.
Sports Social Podcast Network. It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today
at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.